Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. So, dear listeners, a while back I'm out riding my bike next to the Erie Canal on the towpath where the donkeys pulled the barges along. It's beautiful, goes for miles. I'm zipping to make my heart stronger to live a few million beats longer. A couple cyclists ahead take up the whole path, so I yell the customary, "On your left," so they'll move right and I can pass. Guy number one moves left. Guy number two moves right, but then starts weaving all over. Yikes. Being in macho, I'm zipping here mode, I don't stop. I aim for the middle and squeeze between them and growl, "You're supposed to move right, guys." 15 minutes later, I turn around to go home and see them coming back towards me. Guy number two growls back, "You're going too fast." My adrenaline surges again, and without thinking, there's the key, guys, without thinking, a couple of choice words pop out. Calming down a bit later, I start beating myself up a bit, thinking, "What's wrong with me yelling like that?" Next, recognizing it is a remnant of the ancient fight-flight impulse that pops up in threatening situations, I think, how can I use my head to take charge of this useful as a caveman, but not so useful now, fight-flight thing we get going? A Scandinavian study popped into my head and reminded me I have a lot of guy company. These researchers looked at motor vehicles killing pedestrians on city streets. They found about 9 men to every 1 woman got killed crossing the street. And guess who the drivers were who killed them? Guys again, this time about 4 or 5 men to every 1 woman behind the wheel. So what conclusion can us scientifically oriented folks take from this? First, this proves that women really are terrible drivers because they can't hit us guys even when we throw ourselves in their path. No. The second conclusion is best illustrated with a little ditty from our childhood, sung by a guest on this checkup from the neck up, the singing bicyclist psychologist. "Don't cross in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look up. Use your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner where the coast is clear. And wait until you see the light turn green. Happy Father's Day, my fellow testosterone-laden dummies. I'm Dr. Lance Armstrong, Bing Crosby O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in."